elected to be a little lax with notes, which is not my normal gambit, but for some reason I was like, I'm just gonna play the game.
That is what I tend to do. I didn't do it through all of the personal quests, but through Vermeier specifically, because it felt like it was gonna be a big, like,
truly the only thing that is integral that we did is Vermeier.
Right.
Because everything else is like this one thing of consequence happens that isn't shooting guys.
Yeah.
Vermeier is a significant amount of stuff.
A quick question, just out of curiosity. Do you know, could I have done the personal quests after Vermeier?
I don't know.
Like the companion quests?
Maybe, because you have to go
quests,
to...
squad quests, I guess they're called.
Yeah, I mean... probably, yeah.
Okay.
Let me check, because I don't know. I thought Vermeier was locking out, but I...
It might
be. Vermeier actually isn't... Yes, you can do stuff after Vermeier.
Okay.
Because there is a check that you can actually get Liara after Vermeier, which I think is crazy.
Okay. I was wondering about that. The reason I was wondering is because I had a little trouble getting... them to trigger for actually Rex's I was able to get Tally's. I kept having to come back and back and back.
You're
and
so
I was
fun.
Starting to panic.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I was starting to panic that I wasn't gonna be able to do it at all because I was like, I'm running out of time. I have to go do Vermeier eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Am I gonna just miss out and not do this?
Mm-hmm.
But then I got it. But I was
have you
like,
done...
I did the squads and shepherds, and I did because that was on your little schedule thing.
Did you do the Rogue VI mission on the moon?
I did not. I realized today that I was supposed to.
It was the one thing I asked you to do.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You hate me.
I do. That's the thing.
You hate me.
I'm so sorry.
Can't believe it.
I know.
But that's okay, I guess. I guess we're going to do our business meeting.
Let's do our business.
What's our business meeting about, Dylan?
Our business meeting is about Mass Effect 1.
And the fact you've never played it before?
And the fact that I've never played it before.
Well, this business meeting is about the fact that I've played Mass Effect 100 million times.
Wait, I really like this bit. We can... Sad businessmen talk
Sad
about a video
businessman.
Game.
Hi, guys. I guess welcome to Dorkspawn.
I guess so. Here, former best friends Robin and Dylan talk about Mass Effect.
In this little bit of a style of a book club.
A little
today,
bit, I guess.
Today, we very sadly did the Bring Down the Sky DLC and also Vermeier.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, do you want to talk about it?
I do a little bit. I keep wanting to call them companion quests. They are called squad quests in this game.
Companion quests, who cares?
I did some squad quests. I have some thoughts about squad quests. I'm glad that they exist. This is another thing where like I see the bones. I see the vision. I'm so glad that they added like more meat to this. I am so warm. I'm just going to be in a tank top. So I see the vision. I see the bones there. I see what's going on. I need there to be a little bit more is essentially what it is. And I have some more thoughts that I'll talk about a little later.
Okay.
So the one that I got first was Rex. I think because I genuinely have spent the most time talking to him, I think he's fascinating.
Yeah.
I love him so much.
I also have read a spoiler from you in the conversations that we've had of a choice that you make later. I can already tell what has happened, and I'll talk about it when we get to Vermeer. You've already let slip a thing that you did.
I have?
Yeah. One of the choices, which I'm going to be so real, I don't think you know is a choice.
I do. Now I've figured out what you mean. Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah. No, I never would have done that. That's crazy.
No. It is. It's real. It's like, for most people, it's not a choice. They just have it happen. It just happens because you don't have.
Oh, right.
It's a thing which I was so surprised because I did it first time I played. The amount of people I spoke to, which was like, yeah, no, he died. It was crazy. It's like, crazy. It's insane because it feels pretty easy to have not happen. But apparently it's super common.
Yeah, I imagine that it hurts if you don't do his personal quest before going to Vermeer, which is why I was another reason why I was asking that. Like,
We're also dancing around what it is in a weird way.
So Rex's personal quest is really, I mean, it's really simple. It's a little bit like Sten's personal quest in Origins. Except it's like his ancestral armor, which is like the armor, like his family's armor. And it's like the most sentimental thing that he has, that exists to him. And you have to go to the Tun Tao planet, which is somewhere, somewhere, and you just go searching around and killing people in the stupid Mako until you find his armor. and then you bring it back to him. I had him with me, but you can bring it back to him, I guess. And that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Pretty cool.
The personal quests in these are super, super, super bare bones. You barely make a choice and they just kind of happen. Which it is, it's interesting because, so the first two, I played this game twice. Both times, I didn't realize that there were personal missions in them. Just because they're so minor that I never did them and they're of very, very little consequence. I was really surprised this run that Rex is on your side and trusts you and has a unique dialogue option if you do it. Because I've just never done it before.
You've never done it. So that's, I guess it's not of little consequence. The consequence just doesn't come when you're doing the quest. It's later on. Garrus, you have to talk to in his quest. Did you do all of them?
I haven't done Tally's.
Tally's.
Because every single time I speak to Tally, I do a bit of like, every single time I speak to Tally, I just so happen to be a little jittery about sitting through dialogue. So I skip every time and then the auto skip automatically clicks goodbye. I always walk up to Tally and then Tally's like, hey, Shepard, so I have a thing. And I'm like, goodbye. And then I go to speak to her and then she's back to her normal dialogue tree. I'm like, fuck. I need to leave the Normandy and come back onto the Normandy to get her personal quest. So I haven't done Tally's. I've done Garrus's and Rex's, though, which are the only other two.
Oh, okay. So Garrus's is that he, when you're talking to him, he mentions that there's this fucked up doctor that's like harvesting organs and selling them on
growing organs and selling them on
the black market. Yeah. And Garrus wants to kill that guy. Which I found fun because I obviously brought him with me because he's my guy, but I found it fun that it wasn't like mandatory to bring him with you to do it since he was like, I would like to go kill that guy. Can you bring me? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it's like, do you want to bring him or do you do it? So again, kind of like a shooty quest where you find this Solarian, Dr. something.
Dr. Hart. He's changed his name to Dr. Hart.
He's changed his name to Dr. Hart.
Yeah.
And he, this is a fun thing, is that he is the easiest thing to kill in, I think, the whole game. He was,
he's just a guy.
He's just a guy. That's a very Robin.
Lover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People who don't know, I love putting big high level bosses in my games that are like threats for ages, and they're just a guy with one health because they're just a guy.
They're just human.
They're just a very smart, very morally bankrupt guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite trope.
Yeah, fucking love that. And yeah, I mean, again, that's pretty much it. I had a hard time, like I mentioned before, with tallies. Not because I was getting like a glitch or anything like that. I was just like talking. I kept talking to her. And not figuring out how to trigger it.
Yeah.
But then eventually, like, so she's told us a bunch of times about how like the, oh my God, what is she called?
She's called a Quarian.
Thank you. The Quarians have to do this like mission where not only are they like going out to like explore the galaxy and find a new ship to be a part of, they have to like bring something. They have to like find something noteworthy and like bring it back or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, that's like pretty much what the quest becomes, is that Tali's like, I have to find something that's going to make me worthy of being on another ship, the thing that's going to prove that I was worth it. And so basically you go out and you like fight a bunch of Geth and like get through this big Geth terminal, and you do a decryption, which I'm getting sick of. I refuse to spend the
Omni Gel.
I am
I'm so loaded with Omni Gel, and I just never do it.
I also
refuse to do any tactics with it. I just kind of like move to a space and go up.
Yeah.
I refuse to like go up, move a bit, go up, move a bit, go up, move a bit. I'm like, no, or nothing. Yep.
I also think, I feel like that would be easier on WASD than it is on controller. I'm having like when I try to like come from a different angle other than below, it reorients me a lot when I'm doing it on controller.
Nope. Up is always in the circle. I'm playing it on controller. So you can move around, and if you click up, you go up a space.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
No, you go up a ring. Yeah.
If I move my hold on. Move my point, my cursor, to the top of the circle,
yeah,
and then I click up, it will move further in?
Yeah. How have you been doing it? I thought there was no other way to do this.
Directionally, it seems like I should. That explains why it doesn't work when I try to do that.
Yeah, I figured that out by like...
Oh, Robin.
The second or third hack thing I needed to do. Because I was moving it around. I was like, oh, okay, up is always the thing. Like, boop, 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 boop.
I'll report back in next week when I...
You report back in with, I actually love these.
Yeah, on whether or not I still hate them. Oh.
How do you do it then? How do you do it?
I just go from the bottom, and then like if
and
I have
hope?
To move and hope. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow, I'm so upset. Anyway, you do a fucking decryption and you get some like top secret Geth data that Tali can have, and like then afterwards, like it's like, do you even want to give this to her? And I'm like, oh my, that was the whole point of this, but I guess I get it.
Can give it to the Alliance,
yeah,
as well, and not specifically her.
Yeah, but obviously I gave it to her because I did this for a reason.
Yeah.
All right. So personal Shepherd Quest was next. We have two different ones here. And I feel like I've talked a lot. So you want to go first?
No, but that's the point of this one is that you do the talking. I'm here to listen to you.
I know, but I need to take some breaks.
Okay. All right. So, as Shiv is an Earthbound, it means that she ran with a lot of gangs when she was on Earth before joining the Alliance eventually. Whilst walking to Clora's den, if you go to the Citadel, someone goes up to her and is like, "Hey, do you remember me?" And I'm like, "No, I don't. Who are you again?" And they're like, "Well, I used to run with the we used to run in the same gang together. We met once or twice. The gang that you used to run with is called the 10th Street Reds."
Ooh.
Yeah. And one of the 10th Street Reds has been arrested by the Turians for trying to sell red dust. A little red lyrium bit.
Oh, interesting.
Trying to sell red dust, which makes people go a little mad.
Oh, my God.
It's a drug. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they want you to get him out. And they're like, hey, loyalty to the gang that made you. But also, if you don't do this, we might be having problems later. People are all going to know. And I was like, well, why were they in Turian space? Aren't you just on Earth? When I was there, we were just on Earth. They're like, yeah, but in the decade and a bit since you've been part of the gang, we've expanded really heavily, and now we're just a gang in the galaxy. Apparently they're super xenophobic and really bad and are like humans first and all this jazz, but Shiv being a Shiv not wanting this past to catch up, because they're also threatening that they're just going to tell everyone, and Shiv was like, I don't care if people know, that's not who I am anymore. But also it was like, Shiv was like, well, loyalty first, which is always their kind of fatal flaw, is loyalty. They decided to go to the Turian and be like, hey, let this person out of jail, it's going to be way worse for you if you don't release them. You can not do that, and you can tell the person, no, fuck you, I don't like do what you want with telling people that I used to run with this gang. Or you can go to the Turian and be like, hey, I was just threatened by this gang, I think you should execute the guy. But I was like, nope, I'm just gonna go get him released. So I got him released. The Turian was like, this is a bad idea, and I was like, yeah, I know, but it's gonna be worse if you keep him in there. And the Turian was like, okay, and then released him. And then I went back to the person and I was like, there you go, your guy's released. And they were like, oh, thank you. And then they were like, hey, thank you. It's good to see you're still loyal to the 10th Street Reds. And I'm like, sure thing, buddy. And they walked away.
Nice.
What was yours?
I have the colonist background. So if you remember, that means that my whole colony was wiped out by slavers. And I was like basically the only survivor. So I get word that there is like this girl who apparently like the same kind of thing happened to her. She's up at the Citadel like having basically a violent panic attack because she was just like rescued by a Citadel like refugee ship after her colony was like attacked by slavers. And so she is, she was taken like successfully by the slavers and the Citadel rescued her.
Yeah.
But she's like feral and like trying to shoot anyone who tries to come near her. And she's like just panicking.
Yeah.
Like,
probably having a bad time.
So they're like, hey, Shepherd, you've been through this. Like, maybe you can get through to her is the idea. Mm-hmm. And this was kind of cool because the mission, really, like there's no shooting, there's no nothing. It's just, can I get close enough to her to sedate her? Which is like, you're using charm and you're also trying to make sure you pick the right dialogue options each time you take a step towards her in this conversation. Luckily, my charm is like crazy high. And this notably for Ani is the first time where I chose exclusively compassionate options. Like I've notably been trying to like have Ani be a little bit cold to other people who like are soul survivors, other people who are like the only member of their squad to survive, all that kind of shit. I'm like, Ani is like distrustful of you because it's a like self-hate thing. And I decided that like in this moment, like this one is, this is too much. This is Ani looking directly in a mirror. And so she's, so she was very compassionate, used all of her
Paragon,
but also there's like, you could use charm or intimidate.
Walk
forward. I used charm like
every
stuff.
Time. Yeah.
And then you get forward and you sedate her like long enough for them to get her into med bay so that they can check her out and make sure she's okay. Mm-hmm. They basically like couldn't get her to walk any further into the Citadel. And yeah, you, I learned, can just be like, Matt, put her down. Like if it's just, which is fucking crazy. But that's it.
Nice. Cool.
Very brief, but very like, I found that to be pretty like impactful as like a character, an opportunity for some character.
Yeah, that is really cool. I really like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Mm. Woo! So, did you play the Bring the Sky Down? Did you play that DLC?
No.
Hate you.
This is
hell. Actually,
I'm sorry. I fucked up.
So you hate me, and this is just a sad business meeting.
This is not a sad
business meeting because you hate
me. This is a sad business meeting where
Oh my god, you're shooting me with a gun.
I am shooting you with a gun. I'm so sorry.
You're shooting me with torch thrusters. Yeah, that's a reference you're gonna get when you play this game.
That's so funny. This is a very this is so not usually like me, but I was like, okay, we had talked about it earlier, like last week about like personal quests and Vermeier. And I didn't look. And then today, like, as I was like, just looking back over my notes, I opened up the little thing to like, just see, and I saw that, and I was like, oh, fucking.
This is the opposite of the, Return to Ostagar problem.
Where
I played it 3 weeks early.
It's
so fine. It's really a kind of nothing DLC. Shows a new alien race called the Batarians, who are like the main slaver race.
Yeah, the Batarians are who took that girl.
Yeah. And they would have who would have attacked your planet as well.
Right.
The Skylian Blitz was also against the Batarians, which is a big war thing. Here, I think your background is the Skylian Blitz. It's kind of nothing. It's like an asteroid that you drive around on the Mako, and you have these three little points to hit. You have some conversations. It's a small mission. It's fine. It has one choice in it at the end. It's a choice that I think is neat, but it's not so good. None of the DLC in the first one is so good that I'm like, this is a whole episode. Unlike Mass Effect 2,
is
going to have a whole episode dedicated to a single DLC.
Okay, spectacular.
Because that DLC is fucking peak. It's fucking awesome.
Love that.
Really so sick. So, Vermeier then. Just get right onto the thing.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. Oh, wait, before we move on, I just want to notably say, Ashley and Kaden, no squad quests for them.
No squad quest for them.
Which
no.
I'm going to bring up later because I find that... Nor Liara. Yeah. Well, I would debate Liara's storyline is a personal squad quest.
And like, then you also meet her mother.
You meet her mother.
An additional person. Yeah.
Yeah. Liara is fine. I feel like I know Liara. I get Liara. I'm settled on her. The Caden and Ashley not having one is interesting to me, and I'll talk about it as we get deeper into Vermeer.
Love that.
Yeah. So when you start going to Vermeer, Seth Green tells you have a transmission coming in, and this is not a live transmission; it's a recording. That is someone, I don't think they have a name, or I didn't catch the name, but they know you as Shepard. I wasn't sure if maybe I missed who they are supposed to be. Mm. But it's clearly like this is my like last recording that I'm going to make alive is kind of the implication. They're on Vermeer. They're telling you that the people that have attacked here, there's an Alliance Black Ops group that has gone rogue. And they're trying to build some kind of technology that's going to make super soldiers. And you have to get the fuck out of there. or they have to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, land on Vermeer after that.
Mm-hmm.
Vermeer is wet. Vermeer is a wet Vermeer. Planet.
That's somebody's daughter.
Oh my God, I fucking hate this. It's Vidya won't stop saying it. I'm gonna fucking kill all of you.
Just so everyone knows, we hung out in person last week and it was perfect. It was a perfect time with all of our house and our best friends. And I've been caught up on all of the in jokes that have happened since I haven't been in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It's a lot. It's a lot. just as an aside, a bunch of us moved in together. We're all in the tabletop RPG creating space. And whenever we tell people about that, they're like, oh my God, the brilliance and creativity that must be in that house must be astounding. And while that's true in moments, most of the time, it's just a seamless flow of word salad.
We are creating our own. I've referred to it several times as hieroglyphics, where it's like it's things that is basically indecipherable to most people, but we are saying full sentences.
It's just fucking noise.
Yeah, we can have whole conversations.
Yeah,
we're remaking Thieves' Cant is the thing.
That's what it is, Thieves' Cant. Yeah. So, Vermeer's very wet. Crazy. And
it's beautiful. I think it's very pretty.
I hate the Mako, man. I got comfortable for about 2 seconds driving the Mako, and then I landed on this planet and I was like, what if we flipped about? What if we flipped and flopped about? What if we
Well, it's so wet, you were like, well, I have to integrate into the fish.
Yeah. Those fucking jellyfish, so annoying. They're annoying. Everything is annoying. I'm over the Mako is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I gather.
But ultimately nothing too hard. I mean, you're fighting those, what are they called? The big tank geth thing.
The armatures or whatever they're called.
Which none of them have been as bad as that fucking first one.
No, because you were in your human suit in the first one. This one you have big cannon gun can kill them.
So it's fine. It's not that bad. We drive in. We fight through enemies. We find a Salarian named, I think it's Captain Karache. I just wrote Karache down, but it's Captain, right?
Yeah.
Captain Karache is like assuring us that Saren is definitely here. There's like tech with his name all over it. There's references and like notes to him all over the place. So we land on the beach and like we make our way to this beach and like we set up a camp, essentially. Like, the whole squad, joins up on the beach, which I thought was very cool.
Yeah, you see like the Normandy kind of the Normandy parts,
and like your whole squad is there, even though like whoever you brought with you, it doesn't matter. Like everybody's around. Loved that. But Karache tells us, in addition to like Saren definitely being here, he's like, Saren is using this facility here to breed Krogans.
Mm-hmm.
Rex steps up and is like, what? Like he was not in frame. And then he like walked over into frame. Like, what are you talking about? And then I just wrote, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. Because basically the pitch is that Saren has created a cure for the genophage, which is mm-hmm. the fucking disease that the Solarians made to wipe out or used to wipe out all of the Krogan in like their big war with them mm-hmm. that still is killing all of the Krogan today.
It's sterilized all the Krogan, yeah.
Yeah, and is like still actively causing like a Krogan genocide to continue so many years after the war. So the pitch is, which God forgive me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't seem like there's any fucking opportunity for there to be another option here. It seems like the only option is we have to destroy the cure for the genophage is like what's happening. Yeah, in this conversation.
It's a little weird. I kind of allow it where it's not actually he hasn't cured the genophage at all. He has just made a like. It's a thing where yes, he can make Krogan, but they are fully indoctrinated when they come out of the thing, and they're like they're so fucked beyond reason that it's like, and it's like
it's not really. It sounds good,
and the Solarian who invented that guy didn't specifically invent the genophage, but like the Solarian is obviously going to be like, oh yeah, no, he's cured it because they're just making Krogan, and Krogan are weird, violent monsters, and then it's like, well, they're not though.
Interesting.
Saren has made a thing because he's using them as a weapon. They're just essentially cloning indoctrinated things. They're not, he hasn't actually cured it, is my view of
I guess that's thing. What we have to like go with, because then it's like, okay, we have to do this and that's the plan. And Rex is like, fuck no, what are you talking about? Like, my people are not a mistake. Like, we, which is a direct quote he said that I was
yeah.
like, I wanted an opportunity to agree with him. This is a thing which like I've for sure had this same frustration in Dragon Age games. Like I wanted to be able to be like, Rex, I agree with you. We are doing like, we are like this is a necessary evil and but like, we'll find another way. And I didn't really have an option to do that. And that pissed me off. But then I was like, okay, so the whole gang's on the beach. I have to go talk to Rex to like, chill him out and get him on board somehow. And I go to talk to him. And I can see that like, so I have to like basically charm Rex.
You have to talk him down.
You can intimidate him into it too, I guess. But like, but basically like your best opportunity to convince him is to basically be like, these Krogan are different, they're mm-hmm. like, you know, indebted to Saren, and they're enslaved to Saren.
These are weapons, these aren't Krogan,
and there's no other way. And then basically I am assuming this is where, if you haven't done enough like companion building with Rex, you would just kill him. It wasn't really like a choice, but because he does pull a gun on you, you pull a gun on him right back. And then like you're talking, and then he's just like, he's kind of like, I guess you're right. And you know what? I've trusted you and you've done a lot
this
for
far,
me.
You
so
have
far.
Done a lot for me. It's actually a little worse.
It's worse. Okay.
A little worse. If you don't do the mission, you have to argue with him. And unless you have 8 like full max in either intimidate or charm, you could shoot him, yeah. Or Ashley shoots him before you. If you don't talk him down enough, Ashley kills him instead.
Oh, evil.
Yeah. She, a thing which I noticed this time, if you do his personal mission, you just go and have a conversation with him. If you don't do his personal mission, he's so pissed that Ashley comes up to you beforehand and is like, do you want me to keep an eye on him? Because I can watch. And then you're like, let's just see how this conversation plays out. And there's two ways around it. You shoot him, which is just you make the choice, or Ashley will kill him instead.
Holy shit. Yeah. Okay.
It's crazy. It's brutal. And it's a thing that happened. A lot of people have had it where Ashley has shot him. Yeah. Okay. Which is why from episode one, I've been like, I don't care what option you actually pick. You have to have 8 in Charmer Intimidate, because if you went into this, you just so happen to miss Rex's personal quest, which I didn't think you would, but also I'll be honest, because I haven't done any personal quests before, I actually didn't know that doing that is like an auto win on this. You automatically pass it. Not that you automatically pass it. You still need to say things, except you don't need a check to do it. You can just be like, if you don't do it, it's a thing which I didn't want you to get to this mission.
That's what
not
you were telling
having
me
done
to make,
it.
Yeah.
And then
not have the option.
Lose a character that you, from meeting him, was like, this is my favorite guy. And it's like, I don't want him to be shot and killed because you didn't have X in a stat. Rather than it being like a conversation, it's not a choice.
No, yeah. That was a good call from you. So Rex is fine. Didn't love how everybody was commenting about Rex after I had the conversation with him. They're like, even Liara was like, good job talking to the Krogan. I was like, that's Rex. He's our crewmate. Like,
yeah. That's a friend of ours. Like,
that's
you
a friend
watch
of ours.
Your fucking talk.
Watch it, everybody. And this is hard. If this was like, if there was a genocide affecting any one of your people and we had the cure and we were not going after it, like, you would all be fucked up right now.
I mean, it truly, like, it's truly, Rex is so alone. Like,
there's not a single
other person who's affected at this level of... Yeah.
And we're about to go in there and kill a bunch of these cloned, like, or like bred yeah. Krogan. Like, we know we're about to go ask him to do that. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, calm down, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. So Captain Karache, we're talking to him again, and he's like, all right, here's the plan. We're going to split up into two groups. Like, one of your groups is going to go in, and that's going to be you, Shepard. You're going in. You're going to like make your way into this facility and like plant a bomb.
And disable the anti-air guns and eventually get a nuke to destroy the whole facility.
Exactly. And then I forget what the thing is that Karache's plan
they
is.
They are fully suicide missioning. They are just causing they're doing a full assault on the base, and you are the shadow team going around the side.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So because they don't want you, because we know that this is Saren's base, and and nobody wants them to know that you're here. So you're going to sneak in and disable some stuff, and we're going to make enough noise that everyone's like, this is the assault. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, the end of this conversation is that he's like, I need someone from your team to come with me, to go and do this. And so I will be upfront with you. I cheated just a little bit because when I was given the choice and it was like Ashley or Kaden, I was like, and the way that it was being phrased, it was like,
they won't
very clearly like this is going to be a suicide mission. And I was like, I just wanted to confirm, like,
is this a suicide mission,
the choice to kill one of them right this minute. And then I saw that it was like, what I looked up, somebody was like, this is not the decision. The decision is later. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. So I can pick whoever right now and there'll still be a decision. At some point. Because I was like, at some point. So I wound up picking Caden to go with what the captain. Fuck is his name? Captain. The captain.
Yeah.
And Ashley to be on my squad. Who'd you pick?
I picked Ashley to go. And Caden to stick around with me. Ashley's whole thing is that she's like, no, I wanna, you know, fight. I like her granddad is the first person to surrender, and I'm like, cool, go prove yourself. Go prove yourself and work with exclusively a series of aliens.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I was story-wise for me, I thought that Ashley is untrustworthy. I can't send her to be like, I wouldn't send her without my supervision to be on a squad of aliens because she can't be trusted.
Yeah.
Caden, I trust.
There is a thing in this which I, the choice later on, it took me actually a really long time to think of what I was going to do. And I decided to add a full fatal flaw, a brand new fatal flaw into Shiv.
Tell me.
I have introduced that because Shiv grew up like fully all the cards are against her. I think that she now, anyone who is like doing bad shit, or is like, you know, pretty shitty and has bad opinions, she thinks that they're not quite cooked yet and they need more time to grow and learn. But as soon as you turn over a new leaf and you're a good person, she's like, cool, you're now fine and I no longer need to protect and like carry you along. But she's putting it on herself to help people to become the best versions of themselves, because that's what happened to her. She's now a specter, and the only reason she was a specter because people kept taking chances on her, and she's like, I need to keep taking chances on people though.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
The captain makes a hold the line speech, which I find icky. It's very Braveheart, except he just keeps talking about those dirty Krogans, and I just want him to die a little bit.
Good news.
Yeah, good news, because he's on a suicide mission.
Yeah.
For sure. So we fight. We're now it's back to just shooting things, fighting your way through, fighting a bunch of death shit. We find the lab where the Krogan are being bred. We kill a bunch of Krogan. We find then this girl named Rana. She's a neurospecialist. And she gives us a little bit of information. She's like been working here. She's like, I got to get out of here. Like, I this is not worth it. I don't care about what I'm doing here or whatever. Yep. And I'm like, all right, calm down. What the fuck is happening? And she's like, she's talking about the signal that's been coming from Saren's ship. And she's talking about that it is like it might not be from her research that he actually has control over who it's affecting. Like, we know that this signal, we learned earlier in the game that this signal is like helping Saren to control people and like control their thoughts and control their minds, like Liara's mother. And et cetera, other people. And now this neurospecialist tells us that maybe it's not him that has control over it because it might actually be affecting him too. It's just something that seems to affect anyone who gets close to the ship. It's not like a thing Saren is wielding at people.
Yeah, it's not a button that he's clicking. It's just a thing the ship does.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't control it at all.
She tells you that like her predecessor like got by it. And she doesn't want to be next. And she's like, please let me just run for my life. And I did. I was like, you can run for your life, but I'm about to blow this whole place up. And she's like, what? And then she's like,
I can't outrun that. And it's like, well, start now then.
Well, you better try. Yeah. So we keep going further in.
I will say just quick. So there are indoctrinated Salarians.
Yeah. Oh, like, I haven't gotten. Oh, did I get that, to those yet?
Rana happens. Oh, no. After all that. Rana lets you into the final room.
You're right. I skipped my part. Yeah. So you're right. We do. We encounter a tortured Salarian commando locked up who tells us that, they've been doing experiments on them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy, is like, please let me out. Please let me out. Please let me out. And I feel like I made the right decision, but I feel like I made a bad in-character decision.
Sure.
Because I was like, no, and I didn't let him out.
Wow, interesting. I thought you were going to say the opposite.
No, I think that was the right choice, because then he was like, I have to do what they tell me, and then he runs into the wall and kills himself.
Crazy. I just kind of let him out. I was like,
left?
Yeah, this guy seems... I was like, well, how do I know you're not indoctrinated? And he was like, well, it's because I was just like, I'm another thing. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I think I'm struggling with whether or not Ani should have made that choice as her. But something about it, I was just like, this is for sure a trap.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's it. Like... where we are dealing with, like, we just fought our way through a bunch of indoctrinated Krogan. And we fought.
I mean, you've
so
also
many...
been fighting indoctrinated Asari, indoctrinated Salarians. Like, yeah. Everyone is fucked here. So you can't trust anything anyone is saying.
And he did say that they did experiments on him. And so, yeah, I as soon as I told him, no, I'm not going to let you out of here. I can't risk it. He's like, I have to do what they tell me to do. And literally just starts trying to run into the door to
so
break
horny.
It down and dies. So I was like, ooh, okay. So I'm glad you brought that up. I had just skipped over that.
Let me just have a little look at this. Do you know what's really cool and fun?
What?
Let me just have a cheeky. Okay, sick. So, the captain.
Okay.
I made a comment earlier, and you were like, "No, yeah," because they're going on a suicide mission. Where you were like, oh, "I hope he dies," and then I was like, "Oh well, good news." And you're like, "Yeah," because he's about to go on a suicide mission. Lol. He died for me. He's dead. He's dead. He like dies in that in the fight. Ashley gives me a comm saying, "Yeah, he's shot. He's dead."
Ooh, maybe I just missed that.
There,
comm
no, it
message?
Is a. There is if you assist them, they don't. He doesn't die and he survives to the end because I'm looking at his page and he is in. He's in Mass Effect 3. He comes back
if
later.
I assist who?
If you assist, so if you, whilst you're going around, if you, you can assist with the assault by just doing little minor things on your way to the base. And I must have progressed there just too fast and not helped with their assist. And then he was shot and killed.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
Fun. Okay. So I didn't realize I was doing that to an end.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it helps him live at the end of the thing, because he gets replaced with me. I go back to the ship and then he gets replaced with someone else, which I am counting in rather than me just like because I played the game. I played Vermeier this morning rather than me like rushing through Vermeier to get it. I'm having that is the ruthless. It's just the job that matters.
It's
like,
just the job.
Saving these people, that's not what I'm here to do.
Right.
If they want to live, they should fight better. I'm going through and I'm going to get Saren.
Wow.
So it's fun. Yeah. Congratulations on saving him. Well done.
I guess I didn't even mean to. Because I didn't like him. If I had known, maybe I would have gotten killed
have
on
him.
Purpose. So further in, we find another one of those like beacon things. I don't know if that's actually it's not the beacon. It's another one of those.
It's not the beacon. It's
not
a
the
beacon.
A beacon. I touch it and have another floaty vision.
Floaty little vision.
Surge.
Vision part two.
And then we meet the Sovereign, which is like the thing that is Saren's ship, but it starts to talk to us and is like talking to us.
Fucking it's got love like this conversation. It's like my fave ship.
Oh, it's great.
It's so
and
sick.
It's so long and there's so much and I like it so much. So this is you're like, oh, is this like a VI, an AI, something happening here? And we get revealed that Sovereign is not a thing on Saren's ship. It's not a part of Saren's ship. It's a Reaper, which it seems like they're like a higher, they're like a non organic creature, older than anything. This thing tells us
we find out that the Protheans, all of the things that we're like, that's Prothean tech, the Reaper's like, Sovereign is like, no, it's not, it's us. Like, it's our tech. We are making sure that everyone gets to the perfect point by our design. It's cool.
The Sovereign talks about the Reapers like the Reapers are like a necessary part of the universe's circle of life. Like every couple of 100,000 years, civilization as a whole needs to be wiped clean. And the Reapers are like here to just do that. And they're like, it's happened again. Civilization has run its course. You have done enough. You've lived long enough. It is time to reset everything. And then I wrote, okay, hold on. I wrote in my notes, all caps, movie title, exclamation point.
Yeah,
maybe. Because he says the line
been
saying at the end, which is, you exist because we allow it and you will end
because we demand it.
So we're like, oh, we're going to nuke this whole thing.
This whole shit.
Whole thing. So continuing to fight through here, we eventually get a couple of really cool like fight cutscenes happening.
Yeah.
Which I think are pretty boss.
It's good. This is a big, I really like Vermeier. It's a real big turning point for me again, I know I say this so often. It took me 6 months to play this game. I did Vermeier and then I played it like consistently until the very end. Like it took me ages because I was so bored of the whole game. And then Vermeier, I was like, whoa, this is fucking awesome. I did all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like as we're getting to the end of this and we're like trying to plant the nuke, we have two, we now get a choice to like save either Kaidan or Ashley. And it's whoever you sent anywhere that you have to still make the choice, like which one of them you're gonna save.
Yeah. So, all right, like, so whoever you send originally is like pinned down by
like
a bunch of Geth. You go to go rescue them originally, but then when you leave, a Geth ship turns up and starts jumping the person who's arming the nuke, who's the other person, and they are like, I can't hold them off until you get back. And then you're like, okay, you can turn around and pick them up or you can go and save the other person.
So you sent...
Ashley, and Kaidan was the one arming the nuke. And you sent Kaidan, and Ashley was the one arming the nuke.
Ashley was arming the nuke. So, okay. So you... I've been talking a lot. Who did you end up saving?
So this took me fucking forever to think about. So this is why I made, because it's the thing is like Kaidan is just a good dude who's had a lot of hard times, and I like him so much. I'm really like loving everything about the character that I learn. And Ashley is an evil racist woman who is not nice and bad. But that's why I made this fatal flaw thing in the back of Shepherd's mind.
She has to keep cooking.
Where it's like, she has to keep cooking. Her story can't end on her being a bad person. I need to give her the chance to be better. Caden has had like a whole lot of hurt, and, you know, is a good person at the end of it. His memory will be a positive one from anyone who talks about him. Ashley's won't be.
Interesting.
So I'm going for Ashley. And then I went and I saved Ashley.
Wow. Okay.
I will say I also did that because I will be honest, I figured that you would save
Caden. Caden, which of course I did.
And we can talk about it in the different ways that that affects the game going forward. Okay. But I made a whole like character thing around
it. No, I like that. This is where I was like, okay, I think there is an interesting thing about Ashley not being a good person. There's an interesting, like, Ashley being a bit of an alien racist, Ashley being pretty much a bitch to you. Like, these things are interesting, and they're an interesting level of, like, characterization and role-playing that add to the world, and it is fun. But if in putting this choice in, here in this game, giving the two of them a mission would have, especially for Ashley, given me a little bit more of a
reason to go
about this choice versus the fact that I don't really know her that well. And what I do know is that she's been horribly disrespectful to my other crewmates, disrespectful to me as a captain. Like, there's not much. And I think that if I had like one little excursion with her that had some like that added some, even if it was as small as the Rex thing and the Garrus thing, like something little like that could have turned this into a tougher choice.
I agree.
But she, as it stands now, it's like, oh, this person I don't know very well who sucks. And then, you know,
and this guy who's really great.
And I still don't know very well, but is objectively sweet.
Yeah.
So it's a tough thing. So then we both. So the person that.
So we both went back for the nuke.
We went back for the nuke. So then we both had.
No, we didn't. We did the opposite.
We went
to go fight. Neither of us went back for the nuke.
Correct. That's it. So because it was different person, but same position.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So then does that mean that we both get this same?
We both got the same like boss arena, essentially. We
boss
fight
arena.
Through. We fight off some Geth, and then. Saren turns up.
Saren turns up. Unfortunately, coolest guy in the world. unfortunately, jumps
talk
out
on
the,
it.
Jumps
like
out of the sky. Jumps out of the sky.
Is on a fucking skateboard.
On a hoverboard.
Yeah.
He's like the fucking Green Goblin hovering in. Fucking.
He's shooting alien blasts from his alien hands.
Yeah. And so then we get to have a conversation with him, which it, as you know, we're fighting our way through, and this conversation is super interesting. Saren kind of implies that like that Sovereign is all our real enemy and that he's just like,
I love it. I love it. So much. I love this conversation with Saren.
It's
yeah.
so good because Saren is like, I'm in too deep now. Like I now, in order to survive, I have to prove to Sovereign that I'm worth more alive than dead. So
yeah,
whatever my fucking opinion is, I have to do this. And like, and he also is like, I can also argue on behalf of organics to Sovereign.
That we can have a marriage together.
Yeah.
And he specifically says, if we make ourselves useful, then they'll let everyone live. And it's a great moment of like, that's why he's doing this whole thing, is that he truly believes that he can save everyone if he just makes it so it's like, look how useful organic people can be. He also, he gets progressively more fucked up throughout the game. At this point, he's like half like electronics now. It's like running all through like part of his head. And there's like, there, he has like a bit of a gut, not wound, but it's like a bit open where it's like all robotics. And, and it's like, he is already turning into this half husk thing. He's like, the only thing I need to find is the conduit. And then afterward, we have a bargaining chip. And and it's great. I really like Sarah. And I think he's a cool fucking character. Because, and like, you know, Shiv this whole time was just yelling, you're a fucking stupid coward. What do you mean? Like, obviously he's not going to let you live. Obviously none of this is going to work.
I just told him straight up, you're indoctrinated. It's already happened to you. Sorry. I've already talked to several other people. I especially like talking to that Solarian in the room who was able to talk to me so normal and everything like that until I told him no.
And then
it revealed that he was so indoctrinated. He was able to run himself into a wall dead. You're it's too late. You're indoctrinated already. That is what this is.
You have a little scuffle with him and then he flies away.
He flies away on his hoverboard and we zip off.
He goes to kill you, actually. He's like holding you over a ridge and then he drops you because, he like gets a little distracted and then you punch him and then he ends up flying away because, when you know it, Joker, your best boy, is driving the Normandy Joker. Like right up his ass and he's like, catching me. This. Yeah.
Oh, God, I love him so much. And we fly away and we blow that place to smithereens.
Yeah. To
bits.
Caden is just goop now.
Ashley's goop. She is goop, and she will,
much like Gwyneth Paltrow's goop.
That's good God. And I'm not sad about it.
I'm pretty devastated.
I'm sorry about Caden.
It's really upsetting.
Sorry, that's rough. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
No, it is.
It's tough. I would like him so much. Then you get back on the ship. Liara is once again like, can I read your mind for the visions?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then she blah, 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 and she's like, oh shit. I'm gonna throw, and then she says, Ilos. It's not Ilios. I've been calling it Ilios. It's Ilos is the place. You just hit the Mu relay and then you go to Ilos and that's where the conduit is. And she figures that out by reading your brain.
Yeah.
And then you get a call from, the council.
Yeah.
And and Joker is like, hey, do you want me to pass you through? Or do you want
they
me to just
leave calling
it?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a fucking grip, gang. Get the message. Yeah. I did pick up this time though. I was arguably because every single time I just keep disconnecting halfway through the call because I'm like, you guys are fucking idiots. But this time I was like, hey gang, I'm being so fucking for real. You've gotta, because they straight up don't believe you. It's the Reapers are coming back to kill everyone, and they're like, no, it's Saren. And it's like, no, it's fucking not. Saren told me. And he's like, yeah, but he's gone crazy and is lying to you. We would know. And I'm like, you guys have got to get a fucking
grip. You didn't believe
me
about Saren in the first place, and I was right. Why don't you fucking listen with your brains?
And if you think this is frustrating, this is a big theme for a lot of this series, is that no one is believing Shepard and the shit that she's saying. And it's fucking annoying. So I didn't disconnect this time, but I did argue constantly at them.
Oh, they're so annoying.
And then we're off to Ilos.
We are. I will be doing some additional.
You will be doing some additional things.
Side quests and DLCs.
It also
this time.
Is so fun thing.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence in the universe of Mass Effect is completely banned. You're not allowed to do it at all.
Correct. VIs are allowed, but not actual AIs.
Yes. Yes. And whilst talking to the council, they say, so you're saying that there is a like millennia year old true artificial intelligence, kind of hinting at the fact that the reason why there's no why artificial intelligence is completely banned is because the Reapers were like, no.
No. Yeah. No creating another race that could compete with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. And that's kind of written in the laws of there's no true artificial intelligence allowed outside of the Reapers. But we've met the franchise antagonists.
We have.
Which are the Reapers.
The Reapers.
Love them. Love the Reapers.
I'm excited that that's a franchise antagonist. That's good news.
Yeah.
Because I do like them. I think that's fun.
If you actually look around our screen, you can see Reapers in the wallpaper of that we have on our recording thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it so much. I like the vibe. I liked the choice in this is interesting. I like the weird, like morally gray reveal about Saren that like Saren just kind of got himself indoctrinated and is just too far gone.
Yeah.
I think that's a fun and interesting twist. I think
it also shows how deep indoctrination can go, where
right.
you can be indoctrinated, know that they're trying to indoctrinate you, and still think
get
that
indoctrinated.
You could, that still have like pretty much all of your mental faculties, but they can just lock off certain parts
oh,
of
right,
your understanding.
Oh, right,
because
that's what Saren says. He says,
I'm one with my own mind. I still have my brain.
Right, and like other people who get indoctrinated become like weaker and like incapable, and I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Matriarch Benezia was also indoctrinated, and she was like, I am indoctrinated. I've been indoctrinated. Like in her final moments, she came to, and
yeah,
and all this. It just shows how powerful the Reapers are, because this isn't. This is just being near them. Being
right.
near them,
they're
able
to
do this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Fucking cool. Cool monsters. I think
very
they're great.
Cool. Very yeah. cool. Yeah, I can't wait. I am. Yeah, I'm so curious how this.
I love. I love the reveal. We've made jokes about it several times. Of man, Prothean shit is everywhere, huh? And then
yeah.
for it to be like, it's not Prothean stuff actually. It's Reaper tech. And also, there was a thing I was with Liara. I took her with me on this. Liara and Tali were my Vermeer team.
Garrison
and Rex
and Rex, my boys,
yeah.
My lads.
And this someone else probably brings it up, but Liara also brings this up. She's like. Wait, but why would, like, what do you mean that everything is your tech? Why would you give us the access to space travel? Why would you give us the Citadel? Why would you give us all this tech to make us strong and possibly fight you? And Sovereign is like, well, we have just, like, nothing, none of your technological advances are you. They're all us.
Right.
We have set you on a perfect path. So
oh
we know exactly where you're going to be, and we can just
yeah.
meet you when, like, at that perfect
time.
Apex, we just know where you're going to be because it's all us.
We've
like,
guided you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fucking coolest guys. Like, so
Ugh.
It's so crazy horrifying. I love them.
Yeah,
the reveal that nothing Prothean is actually Prothean. It's all Reaper tech. It's just old enough that the Protheans kind of took, you know,
the Protheans were using it as the Reapers intended them to.
Yeah.
And
because
then when they
also,
were done,
the Protheans
were
weren't
done.
The first cycle. They've been
right.
doing this
it's been
over
doing
and
them,
over
yeah.
and over again for mm-hmm. for like they said like
millennia.
Like truly millions
yeah.
of years they've been doing this.
Yeah.
yeah. It's awesome.
It's really cool. It's
Love
like
them.
It's very cool, like evil gods who aren't gods, kind mm-hmm. of thing, which I do really like and I'm really excited to see how we could possibly deal with this. Like, yeah. So far, everything we've learned, they're an insurmountable,
like, horror.
Horror. Yeah. They can do anything they want. So, like, mm-hmm. how do we move forward? I can't wait to find out. Really excited to find out.
No, it's cool. Really, really, really glad that we got the line. I love the line.
Movie title.
Love movie title. It's our last week next week. And then we're done with Mass Effect 1.
That's crazy. Short game.
Hyper short game. Gets in and out.
Yeah. But a lot packed, like a lot of story packed into a short game.
Like
a lot of world building, a lot of experience, a lot of story like condensed. I think like having a little more time with the characters is something that would have sold a lot of what they were, like the emotional buy-in for me a little bit. Like it is like now that I understand the scope of the game, I get why the romances started happening like after mission one. Like,
yeah, because we're like, done now. We're
done. Yeah. Like, it's not like I was annoyed in Baldur's Gate when people started to try to romance me super early because I was like, I know this game has ages to
80
go.
Hours game. This is a six hour game.
Why? Am I already, but now that I feel the scope of it, I'm like, okay, I get it now. Like you're only with these characters for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
That's why.
And I tell you what, I don't want to talk on it too early. Cause I'd rather speak on it a little more next week. All of your like hopes of like, man, I wish we had more time with the crew. 100% of that is answered in Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 2 is so Dragon Age 2 coded in a way that it's like it is you and your boys, and that's like that's the game. It's
Real
you and your
excited
boys.
For that. Yeah.
It's outstanding. I could not be more excited to continue to play this franchise, especially now because now it's like we've seen what the thing is.
We know what
the antagonist. Yeah. Is. Anyway.
And I know like the world enough now that I was very excited. I forgot.
Big yawner over here.
But I forget if I said this while we were recording or if I said it just to you before we started recording, but I was talking about how one of our roommates asked me to explain the plot and I was like, "Oh, I can actually do that. Yeah. I know enough about Mass Effect to say what the plot is." which is like very much this episode in particular is like what really rounded that that all out. Like now I know what the plot, like last week I knew what the plot of Mass Effect 1 is. Now I feel like I kind of know what the plot of Mass Effect is.
The plot of Mass Effect is, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Really excited we got to play Vermeier. This was the one I was waiting for. You could argue that there is only two major choices in Mass Effect 1.
Which is the one we just made with Ashley and Kalenko.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
And the
is gonna
the like
happen.
Rachni Queen. Like, you know, the
Oh
the
Queen.
The Rachni Queen.
Yeah.
There's obviously like this last
there's
section
other choices,
is
I have to.
Full to the brim with them. But you can kind of argue that there's like those are like two major ones. But then also Vermeier, you have Rex. And that whole thing, like, yeah, ended up well for us, but having Rex die, which a lot of people had, and he's not in any other of the games, it's pretty crazy.
I would be devastated.
I know you would. That's why I said, hey, you have to do one of these two things for me.
Uh-huh.
Either get Charm or Intimidate up to max.
Because
imagine if you didn't do Rex's personal mission before now and you also didn't have it and Rex has to die.
No, I would have fucking wept. I would have been inconsolable, actually. Not okay.
But yeah, really excited for next week.
Really
next
excited.
Week we're doing all that we're going to completion. So anything else you need to do, you know, any other mission, anything else that you want to complete, and then go on to Ilos And credits.
Oh my God. Wow. That's crazy. All right. Fuck yeah. Yep. I'm in. I'm yeah. ready.
Then after that, we can do Mass Effect 2.
I'm so excited to do Mass Effect 2.
Fucking screaming. I had a big conversation with Kai, my housemate, about how good gun sounds are in this game.
Gun sounds are pretty good. Yeah, ow! I like all of that.
I have I will end up exclusively using shotguns in the rest of the game because that's what vanguards do. But in this, there is an assault rifle, which is what I mainly use, which is a single bullet, like semi-automatic. So it's like one shot, but it doesn't have the range of a sniper, but it has like higher power. It feels so fucking good. It sounds so sexy.
Oh my God.
Cleaning through so many guys with it. Uh-huh. I'm going to be honest. Gonna miss the Mako. Love the Mako.
Fuck the Mako. I'm so happy to be done.
I actually don't get people's complaints about it. I like
fuck
it.
Fuck the
so
Mako.
Much.
Wait, I wrote something that I didn't say. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, I finally figured out how to use sabotage.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's using it on electronic things.
On electronic
right?
things and stuff. I was like, I kept trying to trigger it and be like, what is this doing?
And then you use it on a drone and it instantly exploded and you're like, ah.
There you go. There we go. yeah, fine. Good. Fun. I get it now. Thanks.
Love that.
Thanks.
Just before the end of the game.
There we go. you want to say the coolest line now that we have heard it?
Seen the line?
Seen it?
Yeah. Seen yeah. our Corypheus-esque line.
Our Corypheus-esque line.
Be spoken.
It is good. It's a good line.
It's a good one.
And it's a good delivery, yeah. and it's at the end of a very good, terrifying conversation.
Yeah.
So it lands.
The implications yeah. are pretty crazy with it. I really like Sovereign. I think Sovereign is a cool enemy. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Gather round, idiots.
You fucking
come to the
scum
Normandy
of the
Bridge,
universe.
You scum.
Yeah.
Touch the protein beacon so we can speak to you.
The council wants to be patched through.
Welcome, council.
Welcome, council. You exist.
Exist.
Because
we allow it.
And
you
will
end.
Because
we
demand
it. Beautiful. Love
beautiful.
That. Goodbye, beautiful people. Kiss, 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 kiss.